Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Had the opportunity at this year's 2012 Oklahoma State FFA Convention to visit with one of the presenters during a workshop for FFA students, the Dean and Provost of OSU's Center for Health Sciences in Tulsa, Dr. Casey Strum, talking with FFA members about the possibility of looking at a career in medicine, perhaps training in Tulsa with the OSU Center for Health Sciences, and then going back to their hometown and practicing medicine in rural Oklahoma. Had the opportunity to visit with Casey about the need for doctors in rural parts of our state.
Casey, let's talk a little bit about the need, first of all, for medical personnel, professionals in rural Oklahoma. How severe is the need?
Yeah. Well, I think there is a severe need. Oklahoma ranks very low in healthcare outcomes. And this year, one of the reasons why we were so low is the number of primary care physicians per capita. And so we see that in Oklahoma, I kind of say there's a perfect storm, because we have more patients potentially having access to health care. We have an aging population. We have an aging physician population, which is particularly true in rural Oklahoma. We have, when you look at the average age of a physician in primary care in rural Oklahoma, that's significantly higher than what we see in urban areas. And so it's really access to care is going to be critical, and especially through primary care, improving the healthcare outcomes of Oklahomans.
I know we do have a lot of our rural physicians that are getting up there as far as age is concerned, and that is a major worry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it certainly is. And, we already rank very low and for number of physicians per capita. And when you look at the aging physician population, we've had circumstances where there are some physicians who are practicing in rural Oklahoma and they want to retire, but they can't, because they feel a commitment to their community, and they call and say, "Hey, can you help me get a physician out here so I can retire?"
Why the interest, or why the conversation with FFA members?
Well, I grew up in rural Oklahoma, and we're really looking for people who are interested in going back to practice in rural Oklahoma. And, the things that we know about where physicians will practice mid-career is determined by where they're from, where they went to college, where they, if their medical school focuses on, the curriculum focuses on primary care, and where they do their residency. And so at OSU, we're really focusing on all four of those aspects. One piece of this is, the first thing I talked about, where you're from. And I really, believe that, students who grew up in rural Oklahoma, they're accustomed to the small community, they're accustomed to living in rural Oklahoma, will be more comfortable and more likely to stay and practice in rural Oklahoma. And I think, these students, the high school students, are really our answer for our healthcare shortage. We can't solve that problem today, but doing things like this, talking to students and making them aware, and, many times kids in Oklahoma aren't told this is something you can do. You can become, if you're a great student, you can be a doctor and still come home and have the lifestyle that you want to have.
As you think about these young students, there is obviously a lot of opportunity for them to be successful in your institution, and also there's opportunity for scholarships as well, right?
Yes, there are. And, there's opportunities for undergraduate scholarships through programs that we're initiating, like our early admissions program, where we're identifying students as sophomores in colleges and accepting them to medical school. And once they're accepted, we begin mentoring them. And there's scholarships available to those students. There's loan repayments available through Physicians Manpower. If someone graduates, goes to a residency, and wants to practice in rural Oklahoma, they can have loan forgiveness for going back to practice in a community.
Because they're in a rural setting.
Yes, 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 very true. And so, to me, I look at my path and how I ended up in medicine, and that didn't, when I was growing up, it wasn't that I was told there are certain things you can't do or there are certain things you can do. I basically was told, you know, you can do anything that you want to do as long as you're willing to work hard to do it. But the exposure, or having someone tell you you're bright enough, you're sharp enough, or even just having the experience of going to a medical school or spending time with a physician, really makes that a reality for you. As a, you know, I was 18 when I went and visited the medical school because a professor of mine stopped me and said, why aren't you going into medical school? You should go visit a medical school and see if that's something that you like. And I think that's true of a lot of students in rural Oklahoma. It's not a really common career path that, you know, they may have physicians in their community, but they may not have a lot of exposure to those physicians. And so I think reaching out, talking to kids from rural Oklahoma, I think FFA is a great program. They teach the kids a lot of great skills that are necessary to be successful in life. And there's some really sharp kids here, and it's a great opportunity and an audience that we're looking for. And, you know, I've kind of said before, our mission at, you know, OSU Center for Health Sciences is to create primary care physicians for rural and underserved Oklahoma. And we need to reach out and find those kids that are going to go back and do that. And so that's why we're here today.
And your facility is in Tulsa.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
But you are working, in this case, mm-hmm. the early admissions program through the Stillwater campus as well.
Yes, that is true, with the College of Agriculture and the College of Arts and Sciences.
Dr. Casey Strum of the Oklahoma State University College of Health Sciences over in Tulsa talking with us during the FFA convention in downtown Oklahoma City. She's talking with FFA members about the possibility of thinking about going into a medical field and possibly training to become a physician, going back to rural America, rural Oklahoma, and serving their hometown community. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.